where the costs of television, radio, cooling fans, and information services are spread across a group of homes, rather than being paid by a single user. Next, Tom Simonite reports on how Lytro has reinvented the camera so that it can evolve faster. We recently had the first major update to camera design since the dawn of cheap digital photography, a camera that lets you adjust the focus of an image after you've taken the picture. It is being sold for $399 and up by Lytro, a startup based in Silicon Valley that plans to use its technology to offer much more than the refocusing trick, options like making 3D images at home. All consumer cameras create images using a flat plate, whether chemical film or a digital sensor, to record the position, color, and intensity of the light that comes through a lens. Lytro's camera does all that, but it also records the angle at which rays of light arrive. The resulting files aren't images, but mini databases capturing the three-dimensional pattern of light, called a light field, at a particular moment. Software can mine that database to produce many different possible photos and visual effects from one press of the shutter. Light field cameras existed before, but they had limited industrial uses and were never cheap enough for consumers. Lytro founder Ren Ing, who worked on light field technology